Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. Five-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
We're listening in on some of the conversation from yesterday. Chris Antonetti, president of baseball operations for the Guardians, was on with Jonathan Peterlin and his buddy Nick Wilson. And we just kind of went over the Jimenez deal and Travis Bazzana. How soon could the number one pick be here? How wrong Andy is about number one picks.
Whatever, how wrong Dan is about life.
We have money involved here with Jimenez. We have number one pick involved with Bazzana. And we're kind of assuming it's only a matter of time until he's the guy, which if it's not, then there is a big problem. Andy's right about that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
In the meantime, I would love to see Juan Brito play second base. I'm not interested in, I mean, you traded Nolan Jones for him. Nolan has been okay in Colorado. Last year was not the best year for him, but the year before he was very good. We'll see how he progresses. Give Brito the chance and let's go. After that, you might need to sign some of your own guys. Lane Thomas, Josh Naylor, year away from free agency. Or maybe bring some guys in from outside of the organization to improve the roster. That was a lot of stuff there. Daniel, I'm going to ask you to play that one again in a minute. Providing pathways. Why do I just feel like I just watched a United Way NFL spot? We're providing pathways for the youth of tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't that great?
I can't believe you just said that.
That was great. I loved it. Providing pathways.
Wow.
Play it again. When you get a chance. Providing pathways.
I think this is the right one.
There it is. That's it. It's actually, yeah, it says a lot of stuff, but he used
of one mind too,
deliberate,
right?
Providing pathways, impede, engage in one 16-second soundbite. Actually, it was a 20-second soundbite.
Yeah,
I'll give him five more seconds.
Wow.
That was good.
Wow.
That was good stuff.
That's Georgetown right there.
Last year,
we had alphabet soup class right there from Georgetown. That's what we just
deliberate
got.
Providing pathways
and
impede and engage. That's baseball talk, right there is what that is, Bubba.
That's one of those answers you hear and you get done and you're like, whoa, what? Harden? Can I get a definition?
Gotta be deliberate about providing pathways for our thought partners.
Is there a Google?
Oh, I'm sorry, I combined my smart guys.
Is there a Google Translate for that?
They should. Somebody should do GM Google Translate.
Coach speak.
Anyhow.
Coach speak translate.
With all of that being deliberate and providing pathways and impeding and engaging.
I know. My pores feel very clean. Right?
You're going to have to put together a lineup for 2025. Okay. So in other words.
I just can't see Jose
up in the air and they're juggling.
Wait. What are you talking about? You want Manzardo in front of me or behind me? What? What are you? No. No, absolutely not.
All right. You know what Jose said?
What did he say?
I think most importantly, we need to be deliberate about providing a pathway
that's true.
The young guys.
Well, that's because they're of one mind.
Wait a minute. You're combining our Ivy Leaguers here. Although Georgetown's not an Ivy League school.
No, but I'm sorry to sidebar here. Can we just tip of the cap?
No, you're never sorry to sidebar here.
Can we just tip our cap to the Ivy Leagues? They have finally decided next season that their football teams will join the playoffs in the subdivision. Thank you. Took forever for them to do that.
We have that Andres Jimenez money.
Yeah.
The Dolans have that Andres Jimenez money. That means Chris has that money. He also has Josh Naylor, who hit 31 home runs and drove in over 100, who can be a free agent after 2025.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Does it mean you're signing him? Does it mean you're getting phone calls from other teams saying, hey, what's the price tag on Josh Naylor? The one thing, though, if Naylor's still here, Andy, I don't know how you're going to provide a pathway for Kyle Manzardo.
I don't disagree with that at all. I think you're 100% right. Unless, you know, Manzardo's your DH, right? 100% your DH? It just seems too young. I feel like you're wasting him at DH at this point. But.
I think so, too. But, man, I don't want to move on from Josh Naylor.
Do you think that they like the free agency part of it that we're already thinking about trading a guy year before he's up because that's what the value timeline is? Do you think they'd like being in that position? I'm just curious. You can either – I think they embrace it. They're like, okay, well, we got to figure out what we're going to do. This is a pretty good player who we're probably going to lose in free agency. And you're sitting there and you're like, well, should we trade this guy or not trade this guy? And what can we get back? Because now we have value and then we can kind of rework the entire roster and the challenge of being a general manager in that same position. Do you think they actually enjoy it? Like, as a fan, it's aggravating. If you're a Josh Naylor fan, you don't want him to go anywhere. It just rips your heart out thinking, well, his contract's up next year, so they're going to have to trade him. So you can kind of prepare yourself like the end of the ride at Cedar Point. You can put your hands on the end because you know the brakes are coming, right? Same kind of thing?
It's this to me. This is the way that this team does business. This is the way they develop players. This is the way they fill out their team.
But do they enjoy it?
Well, I'm getting to that.
I think they enjoy
it. You cut me off.
That's what I do.
You didn't provide me a pathway to finish my thought.
Oh, that we're of one mind.
It's this. I think they enjoy the heck out of it because they know how they have to do it. So let's just do it well. And they do. They do.
Even though they're crushing the fans.
They do this well. Yeah, you're crushing the fans until guess what?
Until the next guy comes in and
does better. Until Juan Brito comes up and kicks, you know what? Man, look at Juan Brito. He's not quite the glove that Jimenez has, but he's got 25 home runs. Wow. Nice. I think they enjoy it, Andy, because it is certainly a way to build a team. I also think this. I don't have facts to back this up. Is it just me, or in many cases, I won't say all because that's certainly not the case, you get the best out of a guy in his first 5-6 years. And when you don't keep him around in free agency and he goes somewhere else, he almost... Oftentimes, they don't outproduce what they did their first 5, 6, 7 years, and they're doing it for 5 times more money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, again, ideal, perfect world, you just go ahead and pay the guy the $300, $400, $700 million, and you let him continue to do what he did. In a more fiscally challenged world, which makes perfect sense to me, okay, I'm going to find the next guy who can do comparable things to what you did, and I'm not going to pay him $400 million, which just steams the you-know-what out of this man.
Age when they hit free agency plays into it heavily.
True.
Yeah.
It depends on, like, I think we could all say pretty well, like, Juan Soto is probably going to be in the MVP conversation. I feel pretty good in saying
that. I would think Juan Soto. But Juan Soto is one of those weird cases where he's been a stud, and he's really young when he gets that big free agent contract.
Manny Machado was another one who was really young when he got there. Yep. Lindor, it took a year to get used to New York. Now he looks like Francisco Lindor getting MVP votes.
Except for the fact that he did the same stuff here in Cleveland for a lot less money.
But
I get it. We miss him here. There's no question.
No, no, no. And I'm not saying it like to slam Cleveland for moving
on. I know you're not. We know how our team does business, and that's how they do business.
But the whole idea of don't pay anybody because they're not going to produce what they were producing before, I think it just depends. Like, for example, the Angels handing Anthony Rendon that contract, it's like...
It was, like, ridiculous.
Yeah. A, you gave a ridiculous contract to a man who has openly told you he doesn't enjoy playing baseball. Like, Albert Pujols, that ridiculous contract. It was like, okay, you handed a massive contract to a guy who was 32 years old.
To an older guy.
His body is going to break down. Paul Goldschmidt is an interesting one because it looked good for a little while for the Cardinals, and now it seems like Paul Goldschmidt might be done.
You know the one thing, and tell me, the way that Soto got his deal, he's going to be what, Dan, 41, like at the end of the contract? Juan Soto at 38, 39 might actually still produce at a level that makes him worth the money at the end of that contract because God knows where salaries are going to be then. I mean, we're going to have...
Who knows?
We're going to have a $1 billion ball player, guys.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And it's going to be scary. We're going to have one, Andy.
Part of it depends on
when
the
they're handing out 14, 15-year contracts, we're going to have a $1 billion ball player.
That's possible. Yeah.
It's probably going to get there. The question is does the bubble burst before we get there?
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah.
You know, and I keep thinking about the NFL, we get it. We see how the money just flows into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we see as much how baseball, the money flows into baseball, but it clearly must because look at the money they're spending.
I mean,
many of the teams.
I think we could take Cohen and we should just throw the Mets and Steve Cohen out because
it's like Ballmer with the Clippers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that guy is just like, this is my plaything and I'm worth a gajillion dollars.
And it doesn't matter.
So a couple bill is whatever. Yeah. So what if I'm in the black? You know, so what if I'm in the red? I don't care.
We've come a long way from Wayne Garland's $230,000 a year, haven't we?
It was a 10-year, $2.3 million contract, and it was earth-shattering.
Absolutely earth-shattering.
Even go back and look at like Kurt Flood's contract when he became the first free agent compared to where we are now. Like, good golly. Baseball, man. Teach your kids how to hit a ball.
Gotta love that.
Throw left hand.
And Kurt never really made any money. So he was the test case and made it possible for everybody else. So it's just insane where the money is. Thank you to Chris Antonetti for joining the afternoon show yesterday. It was great to hear Chris talking about that with JP and with Nick. And we thank him for doing that. It was very nice, and I enjoy listening to what he has to say. I love the way they do their business, and I can't wait till next season. It's going to be fun. When we come back, you ready to talk a little college football?
Oh, am I ever.
Dan Wolkin, big college football expert, going to join us coming up next on Baskin and Phelps, so get ready.